Abu Zayd Suleiman, his wife, and some of his children and grandchildren are crowded into one room of a relative's house here in Erbil. His family fled a spacious house in Baghdad when the fighting in their neighborhood made it too dangerous to stay. Suleiman is Kurdish, and he says if Shiites or Sunnis questioned his family and learned they were Kurds, they might be in danger. So he left Baghdad with six family members, leaving behind almost everything but the clothes they were wearing. Thousands of Shiites and Sunni Arabs have been the victims of intimidation, and many, like the Suleimans, have decided to flee homes they've owned for decades and head for the relative safety of northern Iraq. But the Kurdistan Regional Government's coordinator for UN Affairs, Dindar Zabari, says his government and UN agencies are already stretched thin, taking care of refugees in Kurdish areas across the border and internally displaced people, or IDPs, who are already here. He says if they're going to take in more, they'll need more help from Iraq's central government.
Because most of the support and help has been given to Iraq was concentrated in the south and also in the center of Iraq for the last 3 years, and the issue of refugees, IDPs, has not been taken care of it in our part of the country.
Dr. Giorgio Francia, an official with Candil, the Swedish-based refugee agency, says at least 10,000 families have fled to Erbil and surrounding areas of northern Iraq in the last few months. That means about 50,000 people, or perhaps more, are in need of shelter, work, and in many cases schooling, as well as other services. Francia says, so far, the flow of displaced people appears manageable, but that may change depending on the security situation in central and southern Iraq.
If there is a tremendous evolution for the worse in the south, they will come in mass. Well, there will be a humanitarian crisis, and at that time you will have to create special places, which is, you will have to create refugee camps.
Francis says a rapid flood of displaced people might force officials to establish camps for internally displaced people, or IDPs. He says officials are reluctant to do this because such camps can stay open for decades and make people dependent.
But still, if there are 10,000 people squatting in public building around, then you better create a camp. So everyone will have his own shelter, everyone will have some form of health assistance.
Meanwhile, many of those who have sought refuge here dream of returning home. Suleiman's wife, Nouria Abd Ali, says she misses the house she left behind in Baghdad. She says she hopes to go home sometime, perhaps soon, if God wills it. Jim Randall, VOA News,